Welcome to Counting Sheep Podcast. Today, we present a unique tale created with the Counting Sheep app, where your stories come to life with just a few taps. Find Counting Sheep on the iPhone App Store and start your own storytelling journey. Unlock your creativity and let the storytelling begin.
Verdant Expanse. Chapter 1, The Crucial Landing. The Vanguard screamed through Hermes' atmosphere, shuddering with every buffeted gust of alien wind. Alarms blared. Liu Chen gripped the edge of his console, knuckles white. Rhea, can you stabilize? Captain Rhea Patel glanced up from her controls, eyes steady but intense. I'm working on it, Liu. ISAC, engine diagnostics. ISAC's voice, cool and unflappable, responded, engines at 70% efficiency, atmospheric turbulence at 63%. 63%? Liu's voice raised several octaves. That's practically a hurricane down there. Rhea's hands danced over the controls. We're going in. Hold tight. The ship angled downward, a calculated dive that evoked a roller coaster's stomach-churning drop. Outside, the view screen showed a flickering kaleidoscope of clouds giving way to verdant landscape below. Impact in 30 seconds, ISAC announced. Liu glanced at the readings. Everyone get ready to deploy as soon as we touch down. Dr. Kostova, you've got your samples ready? Dr. Elena Kostova nodded. All set. We need to secure them immediately before any atmospheric elements compromise them. The Vanguard landed, thrusters blasting a storm of dust and plant matter into the air. As soon as the shaking stopped, the crew sprang into action. Airlocks hissed open, and the team spilled out into the alien environment. Leo's boots sunk into the spongy ground, releasing a heady aroma of moss and earth. Rhea, get the terraforming units online, Liu barked. Already on it, Rhea responded, sprinting to the equipment bay. Liu checked his scanner, a flicker of movement catching his eye. Elena, focus, he muttered, waving her over. Something's out there. Elena joined him, her eyes widening as she saw the readings. It's not just plants, Liu. It's moving. A rustling echoed from the dense vegetation. Two emerald tendrils, shimmering as if dipped in bioluminescent paint, snaked forward. The plants appeared to self-organize, creating a makeshift pathway. Leo's breath caught. They're intelligent, Elena whispered, awe coloring her features. From the depths of the forest, a towering figure emerged, composed entirely of intertwining vines. Its eyes, if one could call them that, glowed with an ethereal light. Liu and Elena exchanged glances, each understanding the gravity of the moment. Greetings, came a voice, resonating not audibly but inside their minds. I am Xenolus. Liu took a step forward. We come in peace. Our intention was to terraform, but we didn't expect this. Indeed, Xenolus responded. We sense your machinery. It disrupts our network. We ask for coexistence, not dominion. Leo's mind raced. We need survival. Our technology, your planet, can we find a balance? Captain Patel approached, overhearing the conversation. We don't have the luxury of time, Liu. We need resources now. Xenolus' form shimmered, vines tightening. Decide quickly. Conflict will harm us both. Liu looked from Elena to Rhea. We convene tonight, he said firmly. We need a plan. Chapter 2, The Green Dilemma. In the temporary command center, tensions were high. The external lights cast eerie shadows across their faces, reflections in their visors giving them a ghostly look. Rhea slammed a fist on the table. The mission parameters don't include negotiating with plants, Liu. We need water purification, oxygen generation. Elena leaned forward, hands flat on the table. But it's not just plants. They're sentient. They have a civilization. Can we, in good conscience, destroy that? Liu nodded. Elena's right. These aren't simple organisms. They're intelligent. If we terraform, we're committing a form of genocide. Rhea's eyes narrowed. Our priority is saving humanity. A soft rustling from outside stole everyone's attention. A glowing orb, no larger than a human fist, floated through the open door. It hovered over the table, casting an emerald glow. That's a message, Elena said, entranced. Within seconds, their personal displays activated, showing a complex network of images and symbols. Liu interpreted as best he could. They're trying to show us how their world works. He couldn't rest that night. Restless, Liu donned his light exosuit and ventured into the alien forest. Each step released a burst of scent, a mix of coriander and freshly turned soil. He passed through towering frond canopies, watching the bioluminescent pulses that hinted at communication. He saw tendrils reaching out, nearly touching his suit. Suddenly he froze. A large organism, vine-like and pulsating with energy, rearranged itself before him. He studied its movements, patterns and repetitions, communication. He needed more data, more time. Captain Patel's voice crackled through his earpiece. "Leo, where are you? We've got work to do." "I'm making progress," Leo answered, heading back. "I'll be there soon." Back at the camp, he found Rhea inspecting equipment. "Morgard, listen, if we incorporate some of their systems with ours, there might be a way to coexist," he suggested. "That wasn't part of the plan," she muttered. "We have protocols for a reason." "That was before we knew," Leo countered. "Adapt or die, Rhea." Dr. Kostova joined them, holding a sample case. "I've seen remnants of Earth's destroyed ecosystems in these plants. It's haunting. We could learn, reshape our own understanding of biodiversity." Just then, the plants outside reacted in unison. Tendrils opened, revealing more glowing orbs. The air filled with an almost musical hum. Leo turned to face the mesmerizing sight and saw Xenolus again. "We must decide," Xenolus conveyed. "Time runs short." Leo looked at his team. "We aim for balance. We have to." Rhea gritted her teeth but nodded. "Let's see if this hybrid approach works." Elena smiled softly, hope in her eyes. "It's a start." Chapter 3. Summoning the Council of Trees. Leo and Elena navigated through dense foliage, following the plant guide's luminescence, leading them into the depths of the forest. The air was thick, damp, and every brush against a leaf released a fragrant burst. They reached an ancient grove where the trees stood monumental, their bark layered like geological strata. Elena whispered, "This feels sacred." Leo nodded, "Let's hope Xenolus considers us worthy." In the center of the grove, a massive intertwining structure dominated. It looked like an arboreal cathedral. Xenolus emerged, an ambassador of this alien congregation. "Welcome," Xenolus's voice resonated. "This is the Nexus Grove, the heart of our world's knowledge." Leo breathed deeply, the air rich with the scent of sap and ancient wood. He felt a deep connection to this place, as if stepping into a living library. Venerable plants encircled them, their forms shifting subtly, their light patterns hypnotic. "Explain to us your people," Leo said. Glowing patterns rippled across Xenolus, revealing holographic scenes, a planet teeming with life, thriving in harmony. "Our roots run deep through Hermes, a collective consciousness evolved over millennia. We seek continuity, not chaos." Leo absorbed the images. "We're fleeing from our own devastation. Our survival depends on this mission, but humanity has a history of destruction." Elena stepped forward, voice passionate. "But we've learned. We can change. We can integrate, not dominate." Xenolus paused, considering. "Balance is delicate. We urge cooperation. Show us your commitment." Leo clenched his jaw. "Our technology, our terraforming, it can adapt. We've engineered biotechnologies for symbiosis," he proposed. "Mutual benefit, not exploitation." Xenolus's form shimmered as the ancient council conferred. Their responses pulsed through the grove, creating a symphony of bioluminescent signals. "Terms must be honored," Xenolus stated finally. "Your people must respect our essence. Harm to one is harm to all." Leo extended his hand. "Agreed. Together, we create a new future." Their return journey was filled with cautious optimism. Back at the base, Leo called for an assembly. "We're initiating the symbiosis protocol. We'll integrate our technology with theirs." Rhea raised an eyebrow. "You convinced them?" "They're willing to try," Leo confirmed. "This hybrid approach is our only chance." The crew was skeptical, but had little choice. They began rigging the equipment with painstaking precision. Biomatter interfaces were synced with mechanical output, creating a delicate dance of wires and vines. ISAC monitored every connection, computing potential outcomes. Integration at 45%, marginal success predicted. "There's no margin for error," Leo said, sweat beading on his brow. "It has to work." Captain Patel toggled switches, eyes never leaving her screen. "I hope you're right, Leo." Chapter 4. Symbiosis Protocol. Vanguard was alive with activity, the crew's movements, a symphony of purpose and determination. Leo directed Elena to oversee the crucial biotechnological interfaces, while Rhea coordinated the rest of the crew. Outside, Hermes observed with quiet vigilance. "Activating symbiosis protocol in T-minus 5 minutes, Isaac's voice echoed through the settlement. Leo surveyed the interconnected systems. The plant interfaces glowed with an almost serene rhythm, mirroring the beat of human technology. He could smell the damp earth mingling with the metallic tang of machinery. "Systems check, everyone," Leo ordered. Dr. Kostova was at the central interface, her fingers flying over the terminals. All readings are green, ready for activation. Captain Patel spoke through her headset. Terraforming unit standing by, Leo. Leo took a deep breath, the weight of their gamble heavy on his shoulders. This was their one shot, and failure meant not only the end for them, but a catastrophic domino effect for both species. Engage. The pulse of energy flowed through the plant interfaces, syncing with the terraforming units. The initial hum of the machinery was swallowed by the soft musical resonance of Hermes's flora. For a moment, it was harmonious. Suddenly, alarms blared. Error in biotechnological integration, Isaac warned. Feedback loop detected. Leo's heart pounded. Elena, reroute the energy flow. We can't afford a meltdown. Elena's focus was razor sharp. I'm on it. She manipulated the controls, diverting excess power. Tendrils of plants around the interfaces glowed even brighter, their bioelectric pulses vibrating at a higher frequency. Xenolus appeared, their form more human-like, concerned. Disruption threatens all life. Balance must be restored. I know, Leo yelled over the noise. We're trying. He scrambled to the main console, typing furiously to recalibrate the integration systems. Rhea's voice pierced the din. Our reserves are depleting fast. We need to stabilize the output. Leo saw the power meters dropping dangerously low. Inspiration struck him. Use the plant network as a buffer. It might stabilize the fluctuations. Elena's eyes widened but nodded. It's risky, but it might just work. She began rerouting the systems. The crew watched breathlessly as the hum of machinery and the musical resonance of the plants reached a fever pitch. Then, both sounds merged into a single harmonious note, resonant and pure. Integration successful. Isaac's voice was calm, almost reverent. Symbiosis protocol operational. Relief washed over Leo like a cool breeze. He turned to Xenolus. We did it, together. Xenolus's vines shimmered, an expression of gratitude and respect, a new beginning for both our species. Dr. Kostova wiped sweat from her brow. We've achieved something unprecedented. Captain Patel let out a breath she didn't realize she was holding. Mission. Redefined. Leo surveyed the thriving settlement where human technology worked in concert with Hermes's flora. We've ensured survival, not just of our species, but of a new, shared future. We did it, Leo whispered under his breath, his heart swelling with pride. They had embarked on a mission to save humanity and ended up saving much more. In this verdant expanse, they found not just a new home, but new allies and an enduring symbiosis, a legacy that would last generations. The end.
As we wrap up this episode, we hope you enjoyed the captivating story brought to you by the Counting Sheep app. The power to create your own narratives is now at your fingertips, and you can explore endless possibilities with Counting Sheep, available on the iPhone App Store. Whether you're a seasoned storyteller or just starting your creative journey, this app offers a unique and engaging experience. Thank you for joining us, and don't forget to check out Counting Sheep to unleash your imagination. Until next time, happy storytelling.